It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're studying the book of Revelation, and I'd like for you to turn to Revelation chapter 22, and we're going to begin reading with the 12th verse and read to the end of the chapter. So please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 22. We're going to begin reading with the 12th verse. While you're doing that, I would like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341, and that would, of course, be Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, you can call us at 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, you'll find that at parkviewbiblechurch.org. parkviewbiblechurch.org. Now, that's our website. And if you'd like to email us, that would be at parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Now, I hope that that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study tonight, this afternoon. Please, Revelation chapter 12, beginning to read with verse 12. And behold, chapter 22, verse 12, and behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the holy city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I am testified unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. What a study. It's been a wonderful study reading the book of Revelation, studying the book of Revelation. And as we look at these verses of Scripture, we've gotten down to the 16th verse, into the 16th verse, but just a little bit of review. It is wonderful to learn, I come quickly, my reward is with me. That, to a Christian, to a believer, should be so exciting. Behold, I come quickly. What an announcement the Lord Jesus makes. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. And so, you see, we're not working our way to heaven. We're saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary. And all you needed to do is believe in the cross of Calvary. Just believe. And if you would do that, believe that he is your Savior, believe that he died for you and took your sins away. Just believe that. You'll be saved. Now, it comes by a calling. The Holy Spirit will call you. You can't just say the words. But the Holy Spirit will show you how wicked and evil you are. The Holy Spirit will introduce you to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So please, that you will enjoy that and look to the truth and be born again. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. So as we work and serve him, he will bless us. And so understand that. Enjoy that. He wants to bless us as we serve him. And we shouldn't desire any returns. We shouldn't desire anything. We should just praise him, serve him, worship him, because we love him. But he, even beyond that, will bless us for this service. What a wonderful day it will be, the day we meet Jesus face to face. Reward is with me to give to every man according as he, as his work shall be. In other words, as we have done his service. We've looked at the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And all this, we looked in Revelation 1:8, Revelation 1:17, Revelation 21:6. All those we have looked at. And what an opportunity to see the titles that we have received, the titles that we have with this verse of Scripture. And then we go on after the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, and then we come on to verse 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. What a wonderful promises that we have. We need to understand that to do his commandments is the listening. Whosoever will may come. Please that you trust in the Lord Jesus. No one inherits eternal life by keeping the commandments. We've talked about this before. I need to confirm it once again with you. No one can have or attain eternal life by works. All can enjoy the tree of life and go in and out of the city only if you are washed by the blood of the Lamb. And that's what a wonderful day and wonderful opportunity. And then we look at verse 15. Again, this is all review very quickly. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. For without does not mean just outside the city limits. It does mean outside of all that is made new. The lake of fire, you see, that's where you're going to find all those that have rejected Jesus Christ. And here it's called dogs, and without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. That's where they'll be found. We will enjoy joy and rewards. Now to verse 16, that's kind of where we got to last time. I, Jesus, have sent mine angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And so when we look at this verse, we need to understand that it tells us to read, to hear, and to study this precious book, this book of Revelation. I, Jesus, have sent mine angels to testify unto you these things. I am the root and the offspring of David. This witness that John has enjoyed here, and what to come for the lost and for the saved, it gives us both. He is told to send it to the churches, and it would that it would be heard and studied. And that's what's so important. So many people just read the Bible. That's the reason they want the other versions, because they say it's easier to read. No, the King James is the easiest. Read it, study it, enjoy it, grow, receive salvation through the reading of the Word and studying of the Word. Salvation will come to your heart. If you open this book and begin to read, for instance, the book of Romans or the Gospel of John. Start with John. You know, look at John chapter 3 and just begin there. And just listen as the Spirit of God speaks to your heart, and salvation will be yours. Please that you trust in him. Those wonderful words, I am the root and the offspring of David. And as we said, and I think it's worthy of repeating, that Jesus was born King of the Jews. we find that the Magi, the wise men, they come to ask, where is he? That one that was born king of the Jews, as Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. And then when Jesus died, they had placed across the above the cross there, they had placed king of the Jews. And as we see the confirmation there, that was his crucifixion, Matthew chapter 27, verse 37. And Jesus shall reign as king of the Jews, as Zechariah 9, 9. And this was shouted by the prophet Zechariah, behold, thy king cometh, he is just and having salvation. Not only is the King of Kings, is he the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. And look at this 16th verse. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. What a beautiful statement there. Again, not only is he King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of the Jews, he is also the bright and morning star, as it tells us here. Jesus is the King. He is the bridegroom. By the light of Jesus, the heart moves or is stirred. And when that heart is stirred, he stirs the heart of his bride. That would be me, because I am a member of the bride of the church. He has saved me. I am born again. What a wonderful day. The fire is kindled in her soul, in the soul of the bride. And when he says, I am the bright and morning star, the bride immediately answers, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And we find that in the 17th verse there. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. What a wonderful statement. The true church, those that are truly born again, not just confessed by their mouth, but their heart, they're truly born again. The church longs for the coming of Jesus. Caught up in the air. What a day that's going to be. We call that the rapture of the church. That time is coming so soon, when Jesus is going to come, and he's not going to plant his feet on the earth at that time. He is going to come, and he is going to meet us in the air. The trump's going to sound, there's going to be a shout, and we're going to come off of this earth, receive our glorified bodies, and meet him in the air. Those that have died, if you have someone that's born again, saved, they're a child of God, but they've died, their soul immediately went into the presence of the Lord Jesus, in the presence of God, immediately. But their body had to go into the ground. That old body might have rotted away. But the Lord Jesus is going to give us a glorified body. He's going to take that body and he's going to make it a new body, just like he's going to make my, if he would come right now, he would make my body a new body. What a glorious day. What a wonderful day that's going to be. We're going to be caught up in the air. Then we're going to have the marriage supper of the Lamb. And this scripture says right here, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And that is verse 17. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Come. Let him that hear say, come. Please, are you listening to his call? The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. It doesn't get any simpler or clearer what you need to do. You need to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, the beginning of that 17th verse says, come. Let him that hear say, come. Let him that's athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Every believer should be crying out, even so come, Lord Jesus. We find that down in the 20th verse. This is the day of grace, the day of God's long suffering, the day of God's great mercy. The call today is to every thirsty soul. The call today is to every weary soul. And with what's going on in our world today, I would think you would really want to come and have that joy and have that peace. Let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him drink of the water of life freely. Whosoever will. Now, there's some people that seem to think there's just certain folks can be saved. I believe that every individual that's ever lived or ever will live has an opportunity of salvation. Sad to say, many or maybe even most reject it. But the opportunity is there. Whosoever will, whosoever, let him drink of the water of life freely. Please partake of it. It's more than just saying the words. It is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Any thirsty individual is invited to take and drink of the water of life freely. Everyone. If you'll notice, this is the last and final invitation in this precious book. Let me read verse 16 and 17, and then we'll move on to verse 18. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. I'm the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Now, verse 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. I'll go on and read verse 19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. This means this warning of adding to this book, I believe, literally applies to the whole Bible. But we know that it is especially, very clearly, here in this book, the book of Revelation, and specifically here in chapter 22. But I believe it applies to the whole Bible. In Revelation 1:3, promises of blessing to all who read it, hear it, keep it, and obey it. Let's turn back, Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Read it. Study it. What a joy. What a joy. This chapter 18 and verse 18 and 19, chapter 22, warns that judgment and God's wrath shall be poured out upon all who change or tamper with this book. In verse 18, he warns about adding to it. In verse 19, he warns about taking away. And he says in verse 19, "And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." He definitely warns us about taking it away or adding to. And it says, take his part out of the book of life. Your name must be written in the Lamb's book of life or you have no salvation. This is not referring to a born-again, blood-washed, redeemed child of God. We as children of God cannot fall from grace, cannot lose our salvation. Once we are saved, we are always saved. To add or to take away from the Word of God, you will not do that. You will have no desire to do that if you're a child of God. So only those that have not trusted in God's precious gift of salvation, does not believe that he died on the cross for them, believes it was just another man, maybe he died on the cross, but it means nothing. If that's where you are, if that's what you stand on, then if you believe it's nothing, if you believe his shed blood is nothing, you have no salvation. And so for you to move or take away out of this book, it will condemn you for eternity in hell. So anyone that changes this book will go to hell. But my friend, anyone that rejects Jesus Christ will go to hell. Saved folks, truly believers in Jesus Christ, will not take from this book, will not change this book, will not add to this book, but will fight for it, will stand for it. But the lost, they don't care. They don't care. If any man, just back up to 18, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." You don't have a chance if you begin to change this. And the reason that God put such pressure, because if you choose to change this book, you think, well, we can alter this, or we can take this out, or we can change this, or I don't like this, so I'm going to change this. If you do that, then you have taken away the very words Jesus spoke. And those very words are words to bring you to salvation and to help you to walk with him and serve him. Without question, this is truly the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let's look at verse 20 and 21. "He which testifieth these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Without question, this is truly the revelation of Jesus Christ, as I've just said. This is the final message to the church. Surely I come quickly. As we said, this is the last call. The Spirit and the bride say, come. The invitation is over. This is the last words from heaven until our Lord Jesus comes in the air above us, comes, meets us in the air, and calls his church home, all believers home. The Old Testament closes with the promise of the first coming of the Lord Jesus. The New Testament closes with the promise of his glorious second coming. The second coming is in two phases. One is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians, Paul tells us that as he was instructed by the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. What wonderful, wonderful statement. And then if we go back to Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 14, I hope that you're looking this up with me. There we go. Zechariah 14. Zechariah 14, 1 through 4. My pages aren't turning very well. Zechariah 14, 1 through 4. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof towards the east, towards the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall be removed towards the north, and the other half towards the south. Both make up the second coming, yet are two separate events, being at least 7 years apart, the rapture and the revelation as Jesus comes to earth to come. And he says here, I come quickly, is his last words as we look at this. I come quickly. And then the answer is, amen, even so, Lord Jesus. John sounds this out for all believers. The whole creation is crying out for deliverance. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all the saints. What a wonderful statement. Life begins with grace and continues in grace and becomes final and complete with grace. It is God's free gift to us of salvation. Paul tells us, I am what I am by the grace of God. My dear friend, what a study. Do you know Jesus? My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?